Now, at some point in the last year, maybe somebody sent you a link to a much less controversial video, something that was as entertaining as any TV sitcom you've seen in recent years. It was something, you really wouldn't see on broadcast or maybe even cable TV. It could have been Will Ferrell arguing with a crotchety pint-sized landlord, a 3-year-old with a bad attitude named Pearl.
Pearl, I'm gonna pay you. I'm working 3 jobs right now. I'm working nights. I'm driving a cab. I'm inside with my buddy right now, just going over my resume. Okay, you know what? You need to relax. Look, why do you need your money so fast? Come on.
I need to get my drink on.
You scare me. You're an alcoholic.
I need to get my drink on.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
videos from the site Funny or Die, and it generated about 50 million hits and introduced many people to professionally created video content made just for the web. But honestly, if somebody hadn't sent that to me, Rachel, I'm not sure I would have necessarily found it or so many other great clips that come your way. There's no real TV guide that you can buy in the supermarket for internet entertainment. But there is an online video website, newtv.com, and here to be our guide today is Chris Albrecht, staff writer for New TV. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. First of all, help me out with a little bit of language here. Do I call this internet television, webisodes, web TV, new TV? What's the right language?
Well, we like it if you call it new TV all the time, but usually we refer to it as webisodes, not necessarily internet TV, because it's a lot more. There are the clips like you just talked about with Funny or Die, where they're one-offs, but there are also this whole burgeoning world of web series that are created, where people are creating long story arcs that happen over a series, one story that happens over a number of episodes.
But one of the things, even though you said they're long story arcs, one of the big differences between these shows and shows you can download of your favorite, broadcast TV shows is the length. How long is your average webisode?
Webisodes still aren't that long. They usually run, comedies will run a bit shorter because people, especially if it's like an online sketch group, they'll just do something where they go in, get the joke done, and get out. So they'll run anywhere between 1 to 3 minutes typically. And then when you get into more dramas or other story-based shows, they can run a little longer. They can run about 5 to 7 minutes, but generally not any longer than that, just because online audiences just don't have the patience for that.
Now, do I need to go to specifically a channel? I know there are a couple of them out there. Can you give me three or four places that are online webisode channels?
Sure. Well, to say that they're webisode channels, the beauty of it and kind of the hard part is, like you alluded to earlier, is finding them. There are a lot of sites out there where people are creating web series, but they're creating them on their own sites. So, you're not going to be able to sift through YouTube really and find stuff, but people can buy the URL for their own TV show or their own web show and then put all the videos up there using embedding technology from something like YouTube. So, some that come to mind are there's one called WeNeedGirlfriend.tv, which is a web series that was created by a group of guys out in New York. And kind of the cool thing about that is they just put together this web series and then got a pilot deal with CBS out of it. It's a really charming series about, three hapless guys who are, have no girlfriends and are trying to navigate the world of singledom. So that one's really nice. Another one, if you're into more science fiction-y kinds of stuff, is a web show called Sanctuary for All. The show is called Sanctuary, but the URL is Sanctuary for All. And that was created up in Canada, and it's a really high production value. You'd be hard-pressed to think of it as just a web show. It kind of blows away your preconceptions of what's available online. That one you have to pay to download, but that's also making the jump to the Sci-Fi Channel in the coming months. But that's a really high part. I think it costs like $4 million for them to make I think it was 2 hours worth of material.
Wow.
And then the last one, which is more sketch-based, which is kind of you can go in and every day find something different, is collegehumor.com. And those guys put out a ton of great stuff. It's really amazing. They're just a group of guys. They were bought by Barry Diller's company, IAC, a while ago. And they continue just to create these really one-off, funny, smart videos that are really in touch with not only popular culture, but tech culture, but not too techy to where people wouldn't get it. But that's a great place where you can go and kill a lot of time watching their different web series.
We're speaking with Chris Albrecht, a staff writer for New TV. And Chris, can you hang out for a minute? Because I have a couple more questions, but we need to take a quick break.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Rachel, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. I have questions about when the man gets involved,
yeah.
when you try to take a webisode and put it on TV, or when a big network tries to commission them. I'm wondering what that does to the product. We'll pose that question to Chris in just a little bit. We're also going to talk to two people in the hall. I see them right now.
Oh, one looks sad, one looks happy.
Packers fans. Packers fans reacting to the news that Brett Favre is retiring. We'll
had
get
to
their
happen
take.
Sometime. Stay with us. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
It's the same on me. The same person I used to be.
Hey, welcome back to the BPP from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart, and we're continuing our conversation with Chris Albrecht of New TV about what the heck you can watch on the internet if you're tired of regular TV, all these amazing shows that are out there, whether they be on channels like My Damn Channel or Funny or Die, or whether they're just independent projects. There's one project I want to talk about a little bit, Chris, and I want to play a soundbite from it. It's called Squeegees, and it's a show that ABC has built for a sketch comedy troupe called Handsome Donkey. It's a series about a group of friends that work as window washers. Let's listen to a clip.
Woo! Hey, BC, come on, let's wash some windows. What do you say?
Oh! You better try this, man. I can really feel my quads burning.
The point is, this candy bar needs more nougat. 62% of our focus.
Oh! Seriously, these windows are only engineered to withstand pressures of up to 50 psi.
Woo! Just you, me, and the building, buddy.
Nuttiness drew them to the candy bar in the first place. They all responded with, what the...
So, Chris, here you have ABC building a platform for a sketch comedy group. You mentioned Barry Diller before there. I'm curious if the man getting involved and something that has been so organic and people putting things on the internet, people just gravitating toward them, I'm wondering how you think that's going to affect webisodes and watching this online entertainment. Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing for it?
Well, I'd hate to say it's either or. You know, the good thing is that a group like Handsome Donkey has been out there, and they created really cool sketch comedy little bits that they put up on their own website over the past couple of years. They're really funny, but they have no budget, you know, and they're looking to make money. So if a company like ABC, they set up this arm called Stage 9 Digital Media, or Stage 9 Digital, which is built just to create these web properties. So, in one regard, yes, it's the man coming in and playing where everybody else, you know, with the democratization of it. But at the same time, it gives these people an opportunity to create something, maybe quit their day jobs and focus on creating web content or, you know, creating the content that they got into the, that they were creating in the first place because they love it.
Now, for success in this world of webisodes, do you have to have consistency? Does it have to be like regular TV where you have a new product the same time every week after week?
You know, that still helps. Research is still being done on that, but certainly consistency helps so people know where to find it. You know, you'll see a lot of these places have a lot of webisodes will have big spikes in traffic, and then they'll die off. So, you know, obviously people on the internet have the ability to click anywhere if they're bored. So coming out with something on a regular basis helps maintain that consistency, and then they're able to go, oh, you know what, that was really funny, I'm going to check back here. And if you're putting it up twice a week, once a week, whatever, then people are able to come and find you and rely on you consistently and maybe be one of the places that they click to when they're bored somewhere else.
And you knew it was going to happen, that some webisode was going to make it onto traditional television. And last week, this show called Quarterlife had been kind of a hit on the internet, aired on NBC, and it bombed. It got the worst 10 p.m. ratings for NBC in years. It had been this hugely popular web show. Is that a warning that these companies should heed who are getting involved in this? Like, they're just not interchangeable?
Well, I think it's a warning to say you can't just take something and repurpose it. And that's something that we kind of beat the drum with at New TV all the time. The internet is a different medium than television. That's not to say things can't go back and forth, but you just have to be very cognizant of what the internet is good for and what the TV is good for. Quarter Life is a well-produced series. It was something different, you know, rather than creating just little bits of sketch comedy. Marshall Herskovitz went in and created this really, you know, complex storyline with multiple characters, people dealing with, you know, kind of their work life and being young and all of that. And it worked. He created it in 7-minute chunks. And, you know, just when they moved it to TV, it just couldn't find the audience. He also built a site around it, quarterlife.com, so that people could engage with the characters and with each other and with fans. And so, you know, on that regard, he was doing a really cool thing because he was understanding that the internet is different than TV. But I wouldn't necessarily rule it out.
We shall see. Chris Albrecht is a staff writer for the online video website New TV. Hey, can we check back with you again as you get more favorites and you can point us in the right direction?
Absolutely. Love to.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up on the show, Packers fans. How are they feeling this morning? her head's down. Our guest, Brett Favre, is retiring. It's one of the big stories of the day, but we'll also get some more big stories and some headlines from Rachel right now.